Teishir is Gittin Daf Zion. We are on Vav Mabez, and we are up to Amar Rav Chisda, about six lines up from the bottom. And we are right after the Sugya of Elu Ve'elu, and Rav Aviatar, and Rav Yosef wasn't sure whether he was a Bar Samcha, but he had a Haskama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once you have a Haskama from Hashem, you can't get anything better. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. We had the unbelievable comments of the Nefesh HaChayim. Every time one learns, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yachol, is also reciting the learning, and that's what it means that he was saying over the Machlokas that was taking place even in Olam Hazeh. Okay, a lot more regarding that issue, but for now we will continue. But related to that sugya of Pilegish Begiva, which is what the Machlokas was about, which is fascinating that we said Elu ve'elu here, not just about a halachic context, but it was about an agadic context, exactly what occurred in the story. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, La'olam al-yatel adam ema yaser b'toch beiso. A person should make sure not to instill too much awe, too much fear and trepidation in their house. Why? Sharei Pelegesh Begiva, Hitel Aleha Bala Ema Yesera. The Pelegesh Begiva, the concubine and giver, the end of the story, the end of Sefer Shoftim, he was Matil too much Ema, the Hipilo Kama Ribavos Mi Yisrael. And look what it led to. It led to such the worst civil war in Tanakh, where Klal Yisrael were fighting against Shevet Binyamin, right? So it was terrible. It was all based on Ema Yesera, because you remember the beginning of the story. She was Vatizna Ala Pilagsha, which Chazal and Tos explains why it can't mean znus mamish, because she was chozer aleha afterwards, even though it gets against the pashtus of the psukim. And she went back to her father's house, and he went to find her, but it was all started with the Ema Yaseira that was instilled in her. That's what she had left, and that's what led to the tragic events. Continuing the Gemara, says Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hakala Matel Ema Yaseira B'toch Beiso. Anyone who is matel, anybody who puts and places too much awe and fear and trepidation in their house, so fubali de shalosh averos, gili arayi shvichas damim v'chil Hashem. It can lead to the three cardinal averos, these big three. Where do you see these big three? So Tosfos says these three happen within the story of Pilegesh Begiva. Right, we have gili arayis. Right, we have shvichas damim. Those two are explicit in the text. And then where do we have chilul? I'm sorry, not the big three averos. I shouldn't say it's not avodah zarah, but it's chilul Shabbos. Three of the cardinal sins, chilul Shabbos. Tosfos quotes that the seder olam, that the story happened on Shabbos, right? And therefore, those three averos were involved. That's Tosfos. It could be that Rashi does not give that pshat. Why? Maybe Rashi, Chassam Sofer suggests, doesn't believe that Pilegesh is considered Gili Arayis. Right, as a machlokes rishonim, what exactly is Pilegesh? With Ksuba, without Kiddushin, a different day, different girsaos in the Gemara and Mesechah Sanhedrin. But Rashi does not say that those three took place within Pilegesh Begiva. But rather, in general, Rashi gives three different examples. How is it that Ema Yaseira could lead to these three averis? So Rashi goes through each one. Number one, Gili Arayis. Actually, we'll do that one last. Shvichas Damim, or Chilul Shabbos. What are the cases? Says the, actually we'll go in the order with Rashi. Gili Arayis, Kishemagiyaz Man Tfilasa Be'es Sina. If it's the night that she's supposed to go to the mikveh and it's cold outside, and she didn't go, and she's nervous to tell her husband that she didn't go, and then she's ended up getting to be with him even when she's a nida. Says Gili Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Rashi Kihacha, that one fits, because that one's explicit in the text, like here, Pilegesh Begiva. Oh, Pa'amim Shabarachas Bipanav, sometimes she's going to run away from him because she's going to be too much in fear. She's going to be, being abused. Oh, Begesher. She's going to fall, and she's going to lead to a dangerous situation. Chas v'shalom. And number three, Chilul Shabbos. What's Chilul Shabbos? Pa'amim Shemadlekes Ner Omevashelas Mishecha Shecha. What if she was in a rush? She didn't get to put the halakas neira. She didn't get to cook everything. And she knows her husband's going to go crazy if he comes home, and everything is not in place exactly. So therefore, she's going to do it. She's going to be Bechal Shabbos because of the fear that he has instilled in here and in her. So therefore, you see the terrible repercussions of the Ema Yaseira if there is a lack of Shalom Bayis, too much Ema Yaseira, that could lead to terrible things. If you look, so the first one, Rashi, Gili Arayis. Rashi quotes, what's the example of potential Gili Arayis? Mishamshas Onida. Is that really Gili Arayis in the formal sense? Right, we know, let's say a man, an Anna says to a husband, be with your wife when she's a neither, I'm going to kill you. Is that Gilui Arayos? Is that one of the big three? Right, this relates to the large issue, it's two issues, but the large issue of, is Nida an Erva? That's a question of the Rishonim. We know there are many Arayos, but is Nida one of the Arayos? Because after all, if it is, then it's the only one of the Arayos that could change over time, that you could change over time. You have an effect on it. There is one other that changes, and that's Achos Isha, that changes after death. Once a man's wife dies, then he can marry the sister. If he divorces the sister, then he cannot. But that's the only one that changes, that we discussed in the past, why that one is unique. But here, Rashi gives the example of Gilui Arayos Misham Shaso Nida. And that is not 100% clear. There are those we showed him that say yes. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. The Rambam says clearly, when he's talking about Yichud in Perak Dalid, and other Maisa Bia, Nida Harehi Kishar Kol Ha'arayos. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Perak Dalid. Nida is like all the other Arayos. Hama'araba, Ben Kadaka, Ben Shalokadaka, Chayev Kares, the Afilo Isaac Tana Bashaloshanim, Yomechad, Kishar Arayos. The Rambam repeats it. The Rambam says that a Nida seems to be pretty clear that the Nida is one of the Arayos. But it is not so clear if you remember back in Yevamis on Daf Beis. On that base, the Gemara there, the Mishnah there, Mishnah Yevamos, first Mishnah, discusses the 15 women, if you remember, that are poter tsaris erva, that if one of the women in the bunch of Yevamos, in the bunch of women that fell to the husband is one that is asura to him, so then they are all asura to him. And even if they later become muteris to him, that doesn't change it. You go by the moment of nefila, the moment that the brother-in-law dies, that's the moment that you determine. So ask Tosis, so what if she's a nida when the husband dies? So then it's an isur kares. So why don't we say a nida is poter tzara serva? And it's not even poter for herself, let alone for others. And Isha Nida is a Kukaliyavam. So Tosfos has his, Tosfos quotes, Nida is kind of different. Tosfos has a line. But he doesn't quote it in a more forceful way like the Tosfos Harash quotes there in Yevamos Daf Beis. There he has an extra line. The Yesh Lomar, I'll read you the question. Tosfos asks the question too. V'yim Tamar, Nida te'asa lehis yabem, avo bisha tavla achreichein, kamo achos isha, te'enem is yabem es avo bisha mesa ishto achreichein. The Yesh Lomar, no, Nida is different. Why? The Lo Yalfinan Nida Me Achos Isha Kamo Shar Arayos. You don't learn Nida from Achos Isha. The heck, it was called Hekesha de Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Yonah, the Tana. The Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah is quoted in Mesechas Kiddushin that compares all of the Arayos. Don't compare Nida exactly to all of them. Shaha Isser Omed Al Hayavam Tfei Me Al Shar B'nei Adam. Right? By all Arayos, it depends on relative, depends on family, depends who you are. It's I'm an erva to you and not to them. That's the definition of an erva. Avol nida l'kuliyama asura, but a nida is asura to the whole world. Velo mikri erva de'ena asura mishum kurva. That's the line of the Tosfos Rush. Nida is not a regular arayos. It's not an erva. Maybe not even an erva. No, because it's not an issue of kurva, not an issue of a blood relative. All other arayos are connected family-wise, either through blood or through marriage, one of the two. But nida has nothing to do with either of them. And therefore, it says the Tosfos Rush, this is not an erva. Again, another halacha that might tip us off, or you might say this is an exception to the rule, is the din that the Gemara says, the nida is the only one of the isur kares that does not create mamzeris. Right? The Gemara says, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every other one of the Arayos, Isser Kares, creates Mamzeris. Nida, if a man is born Nida, there is no Mamzeris. So is that an exception to the rule of Arayos, or does that reflect on the whole institution of Nida, that it is not Arayos? So that's, halacha, is, an important one. Or there are less precautions sometimes when it comes to Nida, because it's so chamor, right? There's a heter of Yichud, when it comes to Nida. But again, Nida is a unique, topic. But here Rashi gives the example of Gilui Arayos as Misham Shaso Nidas. That is a significant for that topic. It relates to the related, but not exactly the same issue, of where do you put Nida in the world of Halacha. I recently asked one of my Talmidim to bring me a Yaradeh. I'm going to do some Hilchos Nida. So he says, why is that in Yaradeh? It should be in Evan Ezer. So that's a good question. Nida, is that more Yisur Labayla? Is it more Tumavatara? right? Or is it more Evan Ezer? But the Shulchan Aruch, the tour, put it in Yeridea. Put it in Isser Veheter, even though Hilchas Ksuba, which is very Choshe Mishpah-like, is in Evan Ezer. So there are some overlaps that are not 100% clear, but that's an important issue. Is it more Tumah V'Tahara, or is it more Yisroel L'Baila? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Oh, just one other Ha'ara. The Ben Yehoyada here quotes a story also, relating, he quotes this Gemara. I don't know if he's saying Maisa Shahaya. So I'm not really sure if it's a Maisa Shahaya Mamish that happens, or it's a Medrash. It says Maisa Shahaya. The Ben Yehoyada says Be'echad Shayadam Kasha V'Say Biyad Kasha Lishto. A man who was very mean, very mean. V'Haya Matel Ema Yaseira B'Toch Beiso Yosu Midai, and he was put Ema Yaseira. And one time, the husband or the wife poured him a cup of milk, and then she had to go do something. And then, as she was about to come back to the cup of milk, right, she saw a snake come by, drop off some venom, and then go by. And the husband came in right away, and then she was like, she didn't know what to do because the husband's going to be upset that I didn't guard the milk. And she didn't say anything. The husband drank the milk, and the husband died. Right, that's Ema Yaseira leading to Shvichas Damim. That's the Ben Yehoyada. The Chashuki Chemet says on that, does this woman need kapara? Did she do something really wrong here? She was Gram Misas. Again, I don't know if it's a real story or a made-up story, but the Ben Yehoyada quotes it, and then the Chashuki Chemet discusses it. He says, L'chora ha'isa chazeves l'saperlo. Avli sheish l'achshos sheyakoso. On the L'chora, she can't allow him to die, so she for sure can't do it on purpose, even if he's a terrible guy and he makes her crazy, but to let her die, if she wants to leave him, she can leave him, but to let her die, so maybe you would say that he can't, but then the second paragraph he says, but you still can't fault her. You can't fault her that she was so in distress and so someone in shock and surprise at that moment that, you know, you can't fault her for not saying anything. And he quotes the Nitziv. As I said, this Nitziv will be in the Parshas here in a couple of weeks. It says the Nitziv quotes on the story of the Sneh. The Sneh Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it say there? Vayonas Moshe Mipana. Moshe ran away. Moshe ran away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he didn't know who it was yet. First time he was having a conversation. Vayonas Moshe Mipanav. Hu Pele. Or after with the snake, he runs away. Hu Pele Me Adonenu Moshe Laheichanas. What do you think? What does he think he's running? Umeheichan Maimad Mamad Hunas. Avo BeEmes, the Nitziv says, Haya Shelo BeYishuv Hadas, Paasher Hisbahel Pito Mimara Einav, V'Nas Kasher Yonas Ish Mipnei Anachash, BeTeva HaAdam BeYishum Isboninis Al Hadas. It's just in when you're in shock and when you instinctively do something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. Hashem understands we have a certain teva. We jump away from things where we, at moments of halafai, we should have shalvas hanefesh and yishuv hadas. But Hashem understands that there's some instinctual reactions that we are going to have. That's what he says there by Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Chashuk Echemed, using that nitziv, v'chgam be'inyonenu, ha'pachad v'ha'ema gedola, pen yichos aleh v'yake osa, hu shegarim lo lishtok. V'lochein k'shem sh'adoneinu Moshe lo ne'anash al abricha, kach lo te'anesh al hashtika. Right, it's not, we're not going to fault her, because at that moment, you can't, it wasn't like she had time to think about this, but she was just in shock and did not know exactly what to do. Okay, so that's all related to the three, Gilei Raya, Shvichas Damim, and Chilul Shabbos. Right, I misspoke before about the big three, what I meant because the Mefarshim ask, why isn't Shabbos one of the big three? The Meshech Chachma talks about that in Parshas Kisisa, right? Why do we have the big three, not including Shabbos? Maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll get back to that Meshech Chachma or the Maharal about why the big three are the big three. Okay, but now let's continue. Second to last line. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Had Amri Rabbanan. Shlosh Advarim Sarach Adam Lomar. Pesach Beis Arav Shabbos and Chashecha. Three things a person has to say in his house on Erev Shabbos. Isartem, Eravtem, Aligos Aner. Isartem, man should ask his wife, did you take off Maestris? Why? Because you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maestris on Shabbos. So, did you take off Maestros? Number one, because remember, Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us in Maestros, Shabbos is Koveya for Maestros. Even though the halacha is that if I pick a fruit out in a field, without taking Rav Shuman's advice, I'm allowed to eat arai. I'm allowed to snack on it until I finish the process of it, unless there are one of six events that occur. If one of six events occur, then I'm not allowed to even snack on it until I take Rav Shuman's advice. One of those events is Shabbos. On Shabbos, all food is significant. And therefore, Shabbos is koveya for maestros. One of the six events, midrabanan, that's koveya. Mekach, if I sell it, if I cook it, right, there are a couple of other events. But that is what's one. Esartem. Eravtem. Then you said an Erev. Which Erev are we talking about? We know there are two potential Erevin. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, Eravtem, Eruve Chatzeros. Did you make an Erev Chatzeros to allow me to carry in this area, in our chatzer? Tosis quotes Rashi and says, I don't like what Rashi says here, I like what Rashi says in Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos says that this is talking about Erev Tchumen, not Erev Chatzeros, the Erev that allows me to carry more than 2,000 amos outside my city. So he says, I think that's more serious. V'hainu, second to last line in Tosis, to be Erev Tchumen machmir in tfei, sheish l'smach ben apasek. But Erev Tchumen, it's more serious, and that you would not be able to do, even during Ben HaShmashes, the discussion is. So that's why Tosfos thinks that Erev here is Tchumen. So, Sa'atir Aftem, Haliku Asaner, light the candles. And the Gemara says there, and the Mefarshim explain, that that's not a question. Right, Sa'atir Aftem, he doesn't know, but he sees if the candles are lit or not. So when we say that about Malikin, we have to say it like we understand it. Sa'atir Aftem, Haliku Asaner. But, in any case, Tzorach L'meim Rinu B'nichusa. We have to say it calmly and quietly, Ki Heichei Delik B'lu Minai, so that it's accepted, so that it doesn't, if somebody's screaming, it's never going to work, right? Not like the Baal HaBas who had the Chafetz Chaim over at his house, that we have mentioned, and he screamed at his wife because the challahs weren't covered. And the Chafetz Chaim asks him, do you know why the challahs are covered? And he says, sure, so you don't embarrass the challahs. So he says, you care more about your wife than you care about the challahs. Right, so he says that that's one of the three reasons we cover the challahs. But there's obviously messages for us. And Tzorach L'meim B'nichusa, that is a huge, very important message. Right, the first line in the famous Igeres HaRamban, the Ramban discusses, sends a note to his son. The first line, what's the first thing he says? Don't raise your voice and don't get angry. That's the first message that he gives Tisnaig Dvarav B'nachas. Right, and be calm. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, when he discusses the two midos that we have to go to the extreme, unlike all other midos where we have to say in the Shvil Azav, the two midos that we have to go to the extreme are Kaas and Gaiva. Because those two go together, those two are totally destructive, and therefore they cannot be had at all. There's an amazing, for any parent or teacher out there, there's an amazing comment by Revolbi in the first volume of Ali Shur on page Reis Samach. He says, Hamatara Shabanim Atzmam Yidabru B'Divrei Torah Tamid. V'Dibar Tabam means we have to help the children speak in Torah. And he says, Ailozos Chayavim. What's the most? How does a father do this? Chayavim Lishmar Ala Kesher Hativi Hazeh Lebal Yinatek LaOlam. The most important thing is the connection. The way you're going to get to the Torah connection is to have the natural connection, to have the connection between a parent and a child. Haketzad, what does he quote? Oser la'adam la'adil ema yisera b'tok beso. You can't have ema yisera, ki harbe kilkulim ba'im al rov mora. Right? Many kilkulim come because of that. Ein l'chadavar ha'makalkel es ha'yachas ha'levavi bein avos labanim kamo rov mora. Too much awe and fear and trepidation from the father, there's nothing worse, says Revolbi. And Revolbi is unique. He talks about these issues that some others might not be able to. Revolbi does. K'shayiladim od rachim al ha'avos lid'og liyom shebo yamdu al daitam. The father has to realize that there'll be a day when the child is not forced by the parent. And the father can't just take the kid and force him. Penchas v'shalom mehit kabetz rishamim shliliyim. By the gathering together of all the negative issues, may rov pachad v'atal seim ababayis yivatu b'horem b'yelchul adarkam. Chas v'shalom, they will just leave. And he says, dvarim shlo nemru b'shekut v'savlonis enim eskavlim. If it's not said quietly, as what's called in psychological terms, in cold time. In hot time, nothing's ever heard. In the event itself, when the tantrum is happening, the parent can give the most unbelievable mussar shmooze. The child's not hearing it. Zero, says Revolbi. It has to be b'sheket u'b'shalva. If it's not said, then einim miskavlim. Af im l'shem atzaka sa'ab nechpazim lasas kedvarav. Even if at the moment the child follows along. At the of the screaming of the father, Baal Yishaleh Ha'Aved Atzmo. The father shouldn't trick himself. Lachshov ki nodas l'tzakaso ashpas chinuchit umasmedes. Now I've taught him. Now he's educated because he's listening. You see that? It's only because the child is not in a state where he's independent. When he gets independent, gama mayelad ena osa tekef ba mashadirash lasos ena hanisho tekef ayesh lamido chavaso betkifa shketa. The Revolbi talks a lot about this in his Sefer Zri Binyan Mechinuch, but this is Revolbi relating to our Gemara about Ema Yisera, not just for Shalom Bayis issues, which is the context of the Gemara, but for Chinuch Habanim issues, crucially important. And again, we have to do our best in the situations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, second line. Ano lo shami li hadraba barbarchana v'kiyamtia misvara. I never heard him say this, but I figured it out misvara. Not such a hard concept to understand, that one should be able to try to communicate b'nichusa. Amar, and it's not a challenge when everything else is benachat. The challenge is when everything's going crazy, and everybody's screaming at each other, and the kids are fighting. That's when there's the challenge of to try to calm things down benachat and b'shalva. Again, we all have the same challenges, Be'ez Hashem. We should all be zochet to the chinuch habanim properly. Amar Rabbi Yevo, third line. La'olam aliyatam olam emi yisera b'toch beiso. Shaharei Adam Gadol Heitil Emi Yisera B'toch Beiso. We shouldn't do it because it was a great man that was Matel Emi Yisera. So you see, everybody fell to it. Ve'chilu Davar Gadol. By the way, it also works with employees. It also works with children. It also works with spouses. It works with every relationship in life. And with students. So a person shouldn't do that because it was a great man that instilled fear in his house. Ve'chilu Davar Gadol. And they fed him Davar Gadol. They fed him something big, something significant, but something that was not kosher. Umanu, who was the rabbi, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. The Gemara is not embarrassed to say who it was. Hechilu sakadaydach, really? He actually ate something not kosher? But doesn't the Gemara say, hashta behemten shal tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala al yadam? If even the animals of tzaddikim don't slip up and sin, tzaddikim atzman lo kol shekein, surely tzaddikim themselves. So how could you say that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel actually ate not kosher? So Ella, you're right. He almost did. Bikshu la achilu davar gadol. He almost did. My nihu Eiver ben Achai. Why? Because they ran out of meat in his kitchen and they were all scared of him. So they went and got Eiver ben Achai from the neighbor. And they were about to give it to him, except he was saved from it. But that shows another problem of Ema Yisera. Why is Eiver ben Achai called Davar Gadol? Why is it called Davar Gadol? So the Marsha says, it's the only Machalas Asuros that every single person in the universe is commanded on. Right? It's the only Machalas Asuros in the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. So that makes it Davar Gadol. Something unique about Eiver ben Achai, that it is mitzuveh on everybody, right? Where everyone came out of the table. Okay, you can eat animals, but not Eiver Menachai. There is a comment that comes up all the time in the sugya of Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. In the Behemten Shel Tzadikim, Rabbeinu Tam has a very large limitation on this principle of Tzadikim, the Behemten Shel Tzadikim. So surely Tzadikim themselves. I'm sorry, even before Rabbeinu Tam. Where's the source for this principle? That's the Gemara in Chulin on Dav Zayin, where Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, right, the famous donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. First, you have the first half of the story, which should be a more famous story. If you know it, I guess it's famous. If not, we'll make it famous right now. The Gemara says Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was traveling to go to do pinyon shvuin, and he comes to a river, Ginoi Nara, Amarle Ginoi Chalokli Meimecha, the Everbecha. He says to the river, could you please split for me? I'd like a little Kriyas Yardane here. Amarle, says the river, Atoho lech lasos ritzon koncha, v'aniho lech lasos ritzon koni. You're going to fulfill a mitzvah, and I'm doing what Hashem told me to do. I'm flowing downstream. Atos safek oseh safek iata oseh. You're going, maybe you'll be successful in pinyon shvuyah, maybe you won't. V'ani vaday oseh. I am vaday doing what Hashem told me to do. So I'm not splitting. Sorry. Amarle. He says, gozrani alecha shelo yavru b'cha mayim la'olam. If you don't split, then I'm going to dive in and you're going to be dried up forever. Wow. Chalakle. So he split for him. Kriyas Yardain, right there. Not with any, as much pomp and circumstance as the Kriyas Hayardain, as we discussed in Sota, and Kriyas Yamsuf in Beshalach. And then there was somebody else walking with him, and then there was a guy walking with him. Lamaisi split the Yardain here three times. And the Gemara says, Moshe only did it once, and he did it three times. Okay, that's not our issue now. But then afterwards, he comes to a hotel, an inn, Ikla Lahush Bisa, Ramu Le Sari Lachamre. They threw barley, right, barley is animal fodder, to his animal, Lo Achal. Didn't eat. Chabtinu, they beat it down and they made it softer and smoother. Lo achal. Nakrinu, they took the rocks out. Lo, no, but they didn't eat. What's wrong with your donkey? Omar lo, he says to them, Diomalo ma'asrin. You didn't take off shumas and maestros, did you? Asrinu viachal. And they ate it and they took it off and then the animal ate it. So that's the, even the behema of Tamidei Chachamim. So, if that's the context of the principle. But now Tosfos asked, Rabbeinu Tam says, there are a number of Gemaras and Shas which discuss that great rabbis did Averis. Or they almost did Averis. Sometimes they actually did. Right, the Gemara of Yishmael, that he tilted the fire on Shabbos, according to one of the versions, and he did the Malacha of Kibui. Or the Gemara says the Chagiga, the Tosfos quotes it on top, Rabbi Betiboy might have killed an Eid Zomeim inappropriately. There are other stories. So Tosfos says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, this principle only applies to food. Only, maybe Takala is referring to Ma'achalas Asuros. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, to lo parech el agabe midi da'achila. De genayu letzadik, she'ochal davar asur. That's terrible. Where he imbibes, he ingests something that's metamtim your neshama. Other Averis, of course. Ain't sadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yachta. Everybody does averus, but in terms of food, that is where it applies. The Ramban in Chulin has a different limitation. He says the isser applies where there are other people involved in the avera. Everybody does averus themselves. Where the chachamim don't fall is where other people are also involved. Either they cause, or there's lifnei iver, they're being given non-kosher. All the examples where the Gemara applies the principle, suggests the Ramban, is where other people are involved. There is another limitation that Tosfos continues and says. Tosfos says in the second half of the Tosfos, I, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, one time ate before Havdalah. Right, what about that case? Or this other person, he ate on Tzoma Rabba, a Yom Kippur. That's not Machalas Asuros. The principle only applies where the food inherently is usser. Where it's usser to eat at that time, but the food inherently is mutter, so then also the principle doesn't apply. So that's the two limitations of Tosfos. Number one, only by midi d'achila, and only by midi d'achila that's usser inherently, not because the time is usser. I saw last night in the Lahoras Nasan, in the Hagdama of the 10th volume, Rav Nassan Gestetner, the Alaras Nassan, he has an unbelievable, he quotes the Hagos Mordechai in Erevin, and then he expands upon it. The Hagos Mordechai in Erevin quotes that this Rabbeinu Tam, that it applies to Midi Dachila, and then it quotes a story about the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam's brother, grandsons of Rashi. The Rashbam was once going onto a wagon, and he was Shval Einayim. That means the Rashbam never looked outside. He always looked down. He was very humble. And he never looked where he was going, really. He always looked down at the street. And as he's getting onto the wagon, there was a problem. Because the wagon had Kilai Behema. It had a cow and a horse. And he was about to get onto the wagon and ride on the wagon. So the story goes, Israchish Le Nisam. There was an ace that occurred. And all of a sudden, his brother Rabbeinu Tam appeared. And said, hello, open your eyes. Look. Look, you're getting onto a wagon of Kilai Behema. Alti tzadik arbe, samarome necha vine sus uperid likrasecha. This kilei akerim there. That's the story. That's the story quoted in Agos Mordechai in the end of the first perek in Erevin. Says the Lahoras Nasan, why did the Rashbam, maybe takala yodom, how was it by Rabbeinu Tam? He said it's lishitasam. Rabbeinu Tam throughout Shah says that it only applies by midi da'achila. Right? And therefore, mitzad Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam could walk onto this wagon. It's not a problem. Because people do averis. People, even great rabbis do averis. But Rabbeinu Tam, he himself wouldn't have thought that this was a problem. But the Rashbam, he quotes from other sugyas, never quotes like Rabbeinu Tam. He says he gives one of the other answers. It does apply outside of midi d'achila. And therefore, mitzad Rashbam, he required a nace to prevent him, because lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that may be takala le'rabanan. And Dafka Rabbeinu Tam is brought, who's the one, his brother, who usually holds. Otherwise, he's the one that's brought it in the Bederach nace. Again, I don't know the other details of the story. Was Rabbeinu Tam still alive at the time? Did he die already? I don't know. But either way, this is the story that they're here. The Lahoras Nasan in that Dhamma Techelik Yud quotes this Lishitaso. This Lishitaso of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam within this sugya of maybe Takala Al Yadam. But that story is already in the Rishonim. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, so Gittin is jam-packed, not only with Gittin, but as we see in many other topics. But as we said on the first Andav Beis, almost all of Hilchas Gittin is in Hilchas Gittin. A little bit in Meseches Kiddushin, but almost everything here is all-inclusive. But we have other items, as we have some Agadata today as well. Shalach leimar ukva l'Rabbi Lazar, b'nei Adam, ha'omdim alai, u'biyadi l'masul l'malchus mahu. Remar Ukva says, there are some people that are causing me problems. Ha'omdim alai. Rashi says on the third line, l'charef u'l'gadef. They're blaspheming me, they're cursing me. Right, they're doing terrible things to me. Could I give them over to the governmental officials? B'yadi l'masul l'malchus, could I give them over? The Pnei Yeshua says here, if they were doing worse than just cursing me, then of course you give them over. If they're putting you in danger, they're endangering the Jewish community, that's Mesira. That's Moser, right? That's Morid V'lomalin, the people who are endangering the entire Jewish community. Of course you give him over to the authorities. That's what the Meiri says here. But it's Dafka, he's causing you problems. You see, they're causing you a lot of tzaras. But it's not endangering you. So Mahu. So Sirtate, that's why this is here, because we mentioned Sirtut yesterday. Sirtate V'kasavle, so Rabbi Lazar, he's right, he's scores and marks the sklaf, and he writes, Amarti Eshmara Darki Mechato Bilashoni, Eshmara Lefi Machzom. Try to be Hosein, try to muzzle the mouth. Ba'od Rasha Lenegdi, meaning, Afal Bisha Rasha Lenegdi Eshmara Lefi Machzom. It's better to be a Nela Ve'ena Olev. If you can control yourself and be Mavra Omidosecha, you know, that would be better. That is a tremendous ability to be able to do that. Right? Like Gemara says, and if you remember in Tainus Chafei, where Belazar and Rabbi Kiva were davening, Rabbi Kiva was Dafka listened to, because he is Ma'avir al Midosef. Shalachleis, he says back to him, come Kometzairili Tuva, they're not giving me any rest. V'lomatzina de'ekebu, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Right, we find many stories throughout Shas. Remember the Gemara in Brachas? Rabbi Meir was being bothered, and he was going to daven that they should die, and his wife said, no, yitamu chatoyim v'lo chotim. So here he says again, what am I supposed to do? Shalach lei. So again, he sends back, Rabbi Lazar sends back to Mar Ukva, don l'ashem behitchol elo. Be silent and patient. We darshin don l'ashem, v'hu yapilaim l'cha chalalim chalalim. He'll take care of it. Hashkein v'ha'arev alayim l'beis ha'medrish. Go, just go, you do your business. You go early and you leave late from the beis medrish. They'd call him me'alayin, and everything else will be taken care of. Hadavar yatsim yipir Rabbi Lazar, v'nasnu l'geneva b'kolar. And that's it, Geneva, who was seems to be a Talmud Chacham, but somebody who was causing problems, right? So he was taken by the authorities, even without Mar Ukva having to have done anything, right? He held it in, he was bolem, piv, and in that way he was able to control himself and still get the others taken care of, period. Shal chule lemar Ukva. So now, Mar Ukva was the one that had sent that question. So now, there was a letter sent to Mar Ukva. Zimra minalan da asur. There are two Gemaras in Shas that talk about music, and we get to do both of them within 2 weeks of each other. Baruch Hashem, because we're in Dafyomi land. Right? We have the Gemara at the end of Sota, if you remember the Mishnayos that spoke about the Dinim post-Churban, and this Gemara. These are the two Gemaras, right here. So Zimra minalanda Asr. So how do we know Zimra is Asr? Rashi says, what's Zimra? Third skinny line, L'shorer bebeis hamishtaos. That's the language from the Mishnah in Sota. In taverns, right? Singing and drinking. How do we know that's Asr after the Churban Abayis? Sirtate v'kasav lehu. So, Mar Ukva sent, Al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim, or ka'amim. Don't be happy like the nations are happy, right? You don't have your house. You don't have your home. V'lishlach lehu mehacha bashir lo yishtu yayin. Why don't we quote the pasuk that was quoted back in Sota? Yemar sheicha l'shosav. The beer should be bitter for those who drink it. So, imiyahu hava min ha'nimili zimmer demana. I would have thought if you only had that pasuk, that's only with instruments. Avot depuma shari, but just vocals, I would have thought is allowed. Kamash Malan, even that is not allowed. So again, this is the huge sugya. How do you look at music, Bizman Azeh? The most important marker right here is the Me'iri. The Me'iri on our Gemara has a beautiful lashon. The Me'iri says, Kol mine zemer, ho'asuyin l'simcha v'hololus, v'shelo l'chavin bohem l'sheva chabori yisbarach. Anything that's stam for simcha, and not to be mechavin for shevach of Hashem, olitzad mitzvah, eladerach kalas rosh, stam kalas rosh, v'ta'anug, b'mine ma'achol u'mishter, asur l'shoma u'lehishtasheya bo. You said the Miri, is it appropriate to have stam simcha through music not connected to Hashem at all? Right, bein shenasa zemer b'kli, bein shira al peh. V'chulu. And surely for least to Aveira. Umikomakom. Kol sheyesh bo shevach v'tehila l'Hashem. Anytime there is shevach and tehila to Hashem. Like you're singing psukim, which is a separate issue. But you're singing psukim and you're getting close to Hashem kagon. Piyutim, mizmorim, mutter af bebeis chasanim umishtos. V'chein adin. L'sameh chasen v'kala. Shekol she'en bo tzad pritzus mutter. V'ein lo l'dayin be'elu elama she'en av roos. L'fi makomam b'shaitam. It depends on the context, it depends on the people, it depends. Stam a party with no connection to any mitzvah, that's inappropriate, says the Me'iri, based on the Gemara. But if it's connection to any mitzvah, if it's a Sudas mitzvah, if it's a Siyum, if it's anything, if it's listening to Hebrew music to on Erev Shabbos, right, whatever it is, it's connected, so then it is okay. I mean, I saw it many years ago, I think from Rav Leo Schlesinger, he had a psak also, he was asked, if somebody is just very tense and music just to relax them, especially his Shiloh was about people who lived near many Arabs and there were terrible things going on at the time, Rahman al-Aslan Arayom Azeh, and the music, if it's Hebrew music with the words, then that's, you don't even need that situation. But let's say, separate from that, non-Hebrew words. So he says, of course, he says, that's also the Tzorach Mitzvah. The Tzorach Mitzvah, to be able to live, to be able to function, to be able to get through life. Right, that's not a heter to listen to other types of music, but that's it's an important Me'iri right here. And that's his lashon. Ein l'dayin emalashen of roas l'fi amakom v'hazman. Right, so you have to know based on the context. Viter. Amalei Rapuna Barnasa l'Ravashi Maidichsev. What does the pasuk mean in Yehoshua? Kina v'dimona v'ad ada. We all those prakim in the middle of Sefer Yehoshua with all the lists of the cities. What are those cities? Amalei. So Ravashi says, what's the problem? Masvasa Deretz Yisrael Kachashiv. I don't understand. Those are cities in Israel. What are you bothered by? Amr Lei, Atu Analo Yodana, the Masvasa Deretz Yisrael Kachashiv. I know that. Thank you very much. I know that it's cities. That's not what I'm asking. Ella, Rav Gevia Me Argiza, Amr Bataima. But I wanted to ask you, because my Rebbe said drushes about all those names. Yes, they mean names of cities, but they also said drushes as follows. Those three words. Kol Sheyesh Lo Kina Al Chavero. If anybody has kina, which Rashi here says means anger, right? Anger and jealousy are connected. But if you have anger on your friend, vidomeim, and you're able to control yourself, shochein adead osalodin, Hashem is going to go to bat for you. Those are the three words, the three cities of kina, dimona, adada. Right? If you have kina and anger, and you're able to be dome silent, Hashem will, adead, Hashem will stand up for you. Amarle elameata. So you're telling me all these cities have drushes also? Siklag, Umadmana, Visansana, Hachanami. What about these cities? So Amarle, Yavir of Gavia, Mibe Argiza, Hacha, Haviamar Bataima. If he was here, he'd be able to figure something out. But I'm not sure. Rav Acha, Mibe Chozo, Amar Bahachi. Rav Acha said it. Kol Mishieshlo Tsaakas Legima Alchaveiro. That's Siklag. If somebody has a complaint against their friend who is taking away their parnasa, vidomeim, and they're able to control themselves, shochein bisne oselodin. Right, that's the sansana, the one who is Hashem, who is appeared in the burning bush, will also act on his behalf. Remember, we had the Gemara in the first parak in Sota about why Hashem appeared in a sne, right? The lowly, the most lowly, right? Not like the bigger mountains. That's the sne. Amalei Reish Galus L'Rav Huna Kalila Milalan Da Asur, connected. How do we know that special crowns are Asur? Rashi says, quoting again the Gemara at the end of Sota, they used to make special crowns for Chasanim, right? How do you know they're Asur post Chorban? Amalei Midrabanan. So Rav Huna says, if the Rabbanan instituted it, Zecher L'Chorban. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, Bipol Mishalas Pasyan is Gazra L'Taras Chasanim Balairus. They were Gozer. on these special crowns and canopies that they used to go out in. Adahachi, meanwhile, after Rav Huna gave this answer that it's an Issadur Rabbanan, come Rav Huna Lafnuya. He had to go to the bathroom, so he left for a minute. So Amalei Rav Chisda. So the Reish Galusa had asked Rav Huna a question. Rav Huna now left. Rav Chisda, Rav Huna's student, who was sitting there and said, Kruxiv, it's a pasik. It's not only a drabanan. It's a pasik. It's different Kabbalah. Komar Hashem Elokim. It says in Yecheskel, Haser haMitznefes vaHarim haAtara. Remove the Mitznefes and the Atara, the crown. Zos lo Zos. We'll see what that phrase means. This, not this. Hashafalah haGbeya vaHagavoa haShpiu. End of the pasik. V'chima inyan Mitznefes etzel Atara. Why is Mitznefes and Atara? What's the heck, the smichus in the pasik, el alom alacha, is to hint to me, bizman she mitznefes barosh kohen gadol, atara barosh kol adam. When we have a beis hamikdash, and we have a kohen gadol, then the crowns can be on all people. Nistalka mitznefes mirosh kohen gadol, nistalka atara mirosh kol adam. So that's when the atara has to be removed from all people as well. Tosfos on the bottom discusses the difference between the hat of the kohen gadol and the hat of the kohen hedyot. Right, in the Torah it's called two different things, mitznefes and mikba'as. Right, so is there a difference between the two? Tosfos discusses on the bottom, maybe one is smaller because he had the tzitz also. So Tosfos discusses that. That's a Meseches Yuma type of Tosfos. Either way, so Rav Huna says it's based on a pasuk. I'm sorry, Rav Chisda. Adahachi atzer Rav Huna. Meanwhile, Rav Huna went to the bathroom and he came back in. Ashkechinu davi asvi, and he's found that they were sitting and talking about this. So Amar Leih, he says, Elokim, midrabanan. Rav Chisda, that's a great thought, but you know what? It's a Durabanan. It's not based on the Divrei Kabbalah. Ela Chisda Shimcha v'chazdo an milech. But you're great. I love you. I love you, Rav Chisda. Your name is Chesed, and you do great things, but, you know, you're my student, and I don't think it's really based on the Pasuk. It's a Durabanan. Right? Zeichalob Mikdash. Zeichalob Churban. Ravina Ashkechela Mar Baravashi. Tavi Godo Kalila Labarte. Ravina found Mar Baravashi that was weaving a special crown for his daughter. Amarle lo sawa lamar haser amitznefes v'hori ma'atara. Don't you hold that it's inappropriate after the churban? Amarle dumya de kohen gadol begavri avo benashi lo. Now the men have the gzera. The women can still wear these types of crowns. And again, lamaisa, what's allowed, what's not allowed. There are certain tiaras that post gemara against. But either way, that's the gemara. Maizos lo zos. What does that mean in the pasuk? Darash Rav Avira, Zimna Amar Leih Mishpeh Rav Ami, Zimna Amar Leih Mishpeh Rav Asi. Sometimes he said in the name of one or the other. Vishash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hoser HaMitznefes Orei Mar Atara. Once Hashem said that, Amru Malachi Yeshar Yisrael V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Zos Lahen Li Yisrael. That's the first Zos. Shekdimu Lefanecha Besina Nasa L'Nishma. This is what you're doing? You're taking it away from them? Nasa V'Nishma? It's terrible. Interesting, the Malachim first didn't want to give us the Torah. But now they're fighting for us. How could you, they just said Nasa V'Nishma? Right? How could you do this to them? They're so low. Amalen Hashem answers, the other Zos. Lo Zos Lanli Yisrael. Shishpilu Es Agavoa. V'Ikviu Es HaShafel V'Amidu Selam Behechal. Right? They lowered themselves. Right? That's all they alluded to in this pasuk in Yecheskel, that the Malachim say are defending us and we want it back. Is it the Marsha here says, based on the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, the three Kesarim that we are Zocha to, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Torah. So the Malachim, and he says, right, we know the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, where it says, when we said Nasav Nishma, there were two Kesarim that the Malachim came down and put on us. Echad Keneged Nasav, Echad Keneged Nishma. So I always thought that means one for Nasav, one for Nishma. Those were the Kesarim. The Marsha here gives a different shot. He says, no, when we said Nasav Nishma, meaning when we accepted the Keser Torah, so that's when the Malachim gave us the other two Ksarim. We were Zocha to have a Beis HaMikdash, the Keser Kahuna and the Keser Malchus, with Malchus Beis David. It's all a package deal. Once we accepted the Keser Torah, they gave us those two crowns. And what does it say when we did the Egel? The crowns disappeared. Why? Because the other two crowns you can't have without Keser Torah. Keser Torah is the first step. And that's Keser Torah is the greatest one, as the Rambam says, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But that's the Marsha right here. He beautifully collects the three crowns to the Malachim here. And that's what Hashem said. Once they got rid of the Keser Torah, then I can't leave them with the Beis HaMikdash. I can't leave them with Malchus Beis David. And the other crowns fall away, right? Because it's a package deal. So what's the Musar? Once we accept the Keser Torah fully again, right, which with everything that it's included, then Beis Hashem will give us back the other crowns. Darash Rav Avira, Zinu Amalei Mishpeh Rabbi Ami, Vizinu Amalei Mishpeh Rabbi Asi, same type of drasha, Mai Dechsiv, Ko Amar Hashem, Im Shleimim, V'chein Rabim, V'chein Nagozu, V'avar, V'gomer. Hashem says, if they are complete, Right? The Pasha of the Pasuk is talking about our enemies. If they are complete, I will cut them down. Now go to Va'avar. But we darshan as follows. Im roa adam shemizonosav mitzum tsamim. If somebody sees they have everything they need. Shleimim here means complete, but can mean just complete. If we see that we have everything we need, yasu and staka. Give staka. If you don't have everything you need, so then you can't give too much staka. But if you have everything, even just exactly, give staka. V'kosheg and shem merubin, and surely if you have more than what you need. That's the first half of the pasuk. V'chemai v'china gozu v'avar. What does it mean? You'll be cut and pass. Tanit v'rabi Yishmael. Kala gozis mina chasav. V'osam and staka nitzal midina shal gehenim. If somebody literally shears from his possessions and gives staka, they're going to be saved. Staka, as we know, is one of the seven mitzvos that are keneged kala Torah kula. Right, that's the book of Revolbi, the mitzvos tmidios, the mitzvot, not mitzvos tmidios, the name of the books that are, that they're keneged kulam, mitzvos, I think I'll remember the name in a second. But anyway, he talks about all the mitzvot, staka, and Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah, and Mila, and Eretz Yisrael, right, all the mitzvot that are keneged, mitzvah shkulos. That's the name of it. Mitzvah Shkulka, that are shakal connected to Kol Torah Kula. That's the name of the Sefer. So anyways, he says, Sasak is one of them. Mashal Ashtei Rechelos Shahayu Ovros Bamayim. A mashal to two sheep that are crossing in the water. Achas Gezuza, Achas She'ena Gezuza. One is already shorn, one is not. Who has an easier time crossing? Gezuza Avra, V'She'ena Gezuza Lo Avra. If the one that does not have any more wool, that's the one that passes. Ve'ini Sich, the end of that Pasik. Amar Zutra, Afilu Ani, Amis Parnis Menet Staka, Yaset Staka. Even an Ani should do something. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Something. Everybody is chayav to do something. A little bit. Lo aneich od. Tani Rav Yosef. Shuv ein marin lo simani aniyas. If somebody gives, then they will get. Period. That it takes away. That's the end of the Agadita. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Merkan leMizrach v'chula. Now getting back to the Mishnah. All the borders. So what was the northern border? Akko. So the Meimra to Akko. It's funny there. It's Yisrael Kaima. Is that the most northern border? V'raminu. But we learned it in Meseches Ahalos. If you're going from Akko to Xiv, which we assume is south to north, that's what the Gemara is assuming now. You're going from Akko to Xiv. Miyamino, Lemizrach, Haderach, Tamea. That seems to be the northeastern border. So if you look to your right, you look to the east, so that's considered Chutz La'aretz. And therefore it's Tamea, Mishamaretz, Ha'amim. Upturim, and Amayasir, and Ashvius. And it's Pater from Mitzvah Satzliyas Ba'aretz, Da'oraisa, Ashi Yivadu L'chashi Chayeves, until you know that it's Chayev. That's assumed to be Chutz La'aretz. The Meiri says it might be Durabanan, but at Da'oraisa there's no mitzvahs. Mismolo, L'mayrev, and to your west, to the left, Haderach Tahora, Mishomeret Ha'amim. V'chayeves B'mayso B'shviyas, Ashi Yivadu L'chashi B'tura. So what do you see from there? Going from Akko to Xiv, that's the northeastern border. Ad Echan, until where? When you go from Akko, Ad Kiziv. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Shemavit, Ad Livlovo, a different place. But either way, you see that Akko is not the northernmost spot. So how could our Mishnah say Akko is the border? So, Amar Abaya, Ritzua Nafka. Akko is the really main border. There's a thin strip of land that goes above it. But really, Akko is the main border, that's why the Mishnah said it. The Yov Tana Simana Hachi, with art, this Tosefta, go out of its way just to describe a thin strip of land that's so significant that we would do that? The Gemara says yes. In Kraha Hanami of Simana, yes, even a Pasuk would do that. The Pasuk describes in Sefer Shoftim, describing at the end of the Sefer, Vayomru, Hine Chag Hashem Bishilo, Miyamim Yamim, right, at the end of the Sefer, when it's talking about the reconciliation of the Shvatim with Binyamin, right, this is after Pilagesh Begiva, so there was a Chag Hashem Bishilo, Miyamim Yamim, Asher Mitzvonu LeBeit El, Mizrach HaShemesh, LeMesila, Ha'olam MiBeit El Shechema, the little path that went from Beit El to Shechem, Uminege LeLavona, end quote. V'yamar Papa LeMizrach HaShal Mesila, to the east of the small path. Rashi here quotes a picture. Remember, medieval maps did not have north on top, right? Either had west or east on top. Most of them are east. Here Rashi here has it as the west on top. But either way, so you see, the pasuk is referring to this ritsua, this little path in between. It's the bottom picture. That's what Rashi is, the Gemara is referring to, right? This path that goes from Beit El up towards Shechem, right? So, you see, even the pasuk alludes to, little pathways. Okay. Let's just do the question. Let's do the next question and then maybe we'll, continue it tomorrow. So, Tani Chada. Next, Brisa, getting back to our issues. Tani Chada, maybe get Bisvina, can maybe be Eretz Yisrael. What happens if you have a get written on a boat? Rashi says the whole get was written on a boat, and the assumption now is it's written on a boat within the rivers within Eretz Yisrael. So is that called Eretz Yisrael or not regarding halachas of Gittin? So one brisa says that maybe get besvina kemevi be'eretz Yisrael, v'taniyida kemevi get kemevi bechutz laretz. So which is it? Is bringing a get like bringing an Eretz Yisrael or a chutz laretz? So that's the question. We bet Hashem will have two answers to this question, but we'll stop here and we'll see it on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.